There's some brebs in this house. 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 There's some brebs.
Cause you fucking with some broke ass bitches.
What up, y'all? It's your host, Da Butcher.
And my name is K Mofo. So I don't know if y'all knew this, but there is a third bab. And this third bab is really who makes the magic happen. So we would like to introduce to you our boy bab, Tommy.
Hashtag hey guys. Boy bab.
How's it going? We're out here in the bubble.
Yeah. We're doing a little bit different episode today. You want to explain it, the butcher? So basically, okay, whatever. We are partnering with A Date with Bliss. So we have the owner, Alexis, here.
Hey.
And we're doing a recording in a bubble at Sloan's Lake in Denver, Colorado.
We have a great view right now. We're watching a bunch of people walk by. The sun is setting. It's golden hour. There's a bunch of happy pups out there. Some geese flying by. It's very majestic.
Yes. It is very majestic.
Yeah. This is definitely my favorite view thus far recording.
Same.
So, Alexis, we want you to kind of tell us about A Date with Bliss.
Yeah, so A Date with Bliss is centered around just giving yourself some time to decompress during this pandemic. I really wanted to give people a space to come out with their loved ones, either on a date or with their family, and just experience a different view other than the house. We've been so cooped up that I think everybody just needs a breather. And so, yeah, that was my passion behind this bubble. Throw a heater in here. We're nice and comfy. Support a local restaurant, bring some food by, and just have a good time.
Yeah, I love this. It is really cold outside, but it's nice and toasty in here, and the view is, like we said, amazing. I definitely want to come on a date, but too bad I'm single as fuck.
And that's
I'm gonna take the butcher on a date.
That's the good part. I also offer for people to come out here alone. $90, come out here alone for 4 hours. You got heat, bring your food, bring your book, bring your BYOB, and just have some much-needed solitude with a great view.
That sounds great, too.
Yeah, come, enjoy the bubble, and then leave. You don't have to set it up or take it down.
Right, no hard work.
That's the best part.
Yeah,
that is the best
part. I think what is really exciting for all of the babs out there is we're going to do a giveaway. Mm-hmm. So, Alexis, will you kind of let everyone know about that?
Yeah, so I want to do a giveaway for 3 lucky people for the bubble. I want to bring you out here. I want you to support a local restaurant here in Denver. Come out with a friend or a lover or your family and enjoy 4 hours on me. And enjoy yourself. Just spread the word, and yeah, I'm very excited about this giveaway. I think people are really going to enjoy this time by themselves or with family or friends.
I think so too. I'm excited about this giveaway, and I'm excited to see pictures and who people decide to bring to the bubble. It's exciting.
And what you guys decide to eat.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm always looking
also
for new
that.
Restaurants.
Yeah. Same.
All right. In the future, I want to do this special on Tuesdays. So if you come out and support like a restaurant that's selling tacos on a Tuesday, come out with your tacos. I'll give you a certain discount and you just come out and have a good time and make Taco Tuesday a new thing.
Bring back Taco Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, we need Taco
Were
Tuesday.
Were they ever gone?
No. They were just restricted.
I think Taco Tuesday was kind of gone for me during this pandemic.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to lie, I cannot make a homemade margarita. It's just not the same.
It's not. And restaurants are giving out booze, like, to go. So,
it's true.
Can't beat that. You bring your mail, your booze, and you got a great view.
Absolutely.
And I think I want everyone to realize what a sick giveaway this is. Can you just kind of touch on your pricing so people can understand, like, you are giving them a super, I think it is worth more than any money because this view is phenomenal, but
yeah,
it's a great opportunity.
So right now restaurants are doing outdoor dining, and I know my sister just came here recently and we experienced the outdoor dining. We were out at like, I don't know, probably like around 7 and it was freezing. I couldn't think right. Like, so I want people to come out here and support local restaurants. That's really my motivation behind this giveaway. I really want people to just get out of their house.
Mm.
And I think we all deserve something like this, especially our people that are working in hospitals, restaurants. I think this is a wonderful gift. If you do win it and decide to gift it, that'd be an amazing gift to give to somebody. I don't know. I think we all deserve a peace of mind in a bubble.
Yeah, and you're able to eat outside of your house without having to go sit at a place that does have outdoor dining. So you could support a place that isn't able to serve people in their restaurant that's only doing takeout right now.
Right.
That's true. It's like pretty much a win-win for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bubble 2K21.
Yeah.
Bubble life.
Yeah.
That's basically 2020 has made us all be like, we need our own bubble.
Yes.
So, yeah. So for the giveaway I'm doing, I'm going to do the small bubble for two people. There's going to be three winners. You come out here for 4 hours. One of my requirements is that you follow me and that you support a local restaurant here in Denver. You have to bring some food. And just come have a good time. Let me take some pictures of you. And yeah.
How easy is that?
That's super easy, right?
It's so easy.
Y'all better get with it.
Yeah. I'm going to edit this part out so I'm the only person who can enter.
Yes.
Tommy's like, oh my God, I won 3 times.
That's so great. What are the odds?
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, in the spirit of local entrepreneurs, Tommy, you are quite an entrepreneur yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's hear about this.
We want the people to know about our boy, Bab.
I don't even know about our boy, Bab.
Yeah, I like to make money. I do a lot of different things. What do you want to know about?
Oh, sorry.
No, you go. You ask these questions.
Okay. So you do editing, photography, and a bunch of other shit. What's your passion? That's what I want to know.
Oh, my passion?
Like, what do you like the most out of all of the things that you dabble in?
I like to do startup stuff. So, like, I started, like, 3 different companies. I've never made any money yet, but it's still a lot of fun.
No big deal.
Just three.
Yeah. Right. They're mostly, like, tech companies, like cryptocurrency. I don't know if you guys know about that, but...
Like
that's
Bitcoin
a whole,
and
yeah.
That kind of stuff. That's yes. The only word I know. That's my extent of knowledge.
Well, if you were going to know any word, that's probably the main one to know. So that's good.
Good job.
Yeah, I like to do that stuff. I have a partner named Parker. We've made a bunch of companies together. We've gotten money for them. We've never paid ourselves yet because we're always just trying to start up companies. But we got a couple of things brewing on the back burner, you know, gonna try to get something going soon. But also just personally, I like to do like photography and editing, audio editing. I like to make music. That's how I got into editing your guys' podcast, because I had never edited a podcast before this, but I could do it because it's not really as hard as making a song.
Yeah, no, you do awesome. You guys hear a fucking intro? It's Tommy.
That is 0%
and
us.
Also, he like did it in like 10 minutes. He's
thanks, Nicki Minaj.
Amazing. Yeah, thanks, Nicki. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Meg.
All Meg. The inspiration.
Yeah, we just sat there and copied the beat, the WAP beat.
Yeah, and it sounds just like it. I actually had my sister was like, "What are you gonna do when they are like, you're using our song?" I was like, "Ah, oh, that's where you got us fucked up, because we're not. This is a Toto original."
Yeah, you're allowed to do that. Like, you can, if you have a copyrighted song and you just replay all the stuff yourself and like sing it, like, you can publish it. you might not be able to copyright it yourself and make money on it, because if it's a blatant copy, you know, but as a cover, you can put it out there. And
that's like, exactly what we did.
That's some broke-ass bitch shit right there.
Do you hear that, Nikki and Megan? It's a cover. We didn't copy it.
Okay? I know somebody out there that listens is probably, like, wondering. They're like, this has to be illegal. That's what I would be thinking.
It might be. I'm not exactly sure. I at least watched one YouTube video about that.
That's all you need.
YouTube, you can learn so much.
So true.
So much. Yeah, I feel like my whole life can change when I watch YouTube. I'm like, wow, I can learn about cars. I can learn about editing, but it doesn't mean I can do it. But I can learn about it.
Yeah, all my like photo editing and audio and video, like I've only ever learned off of YouTube.
How long have you been editing for?
Like pictures or?
Did it start with pictures, I guess, then, or?
Well, actually, I started with video because I would do like skate videos with my friends and stuff, and snowboard videos, whatever. And I started shooting those when I was like 12 or 13. And then, I don't know, all types of like video and audio editing are kind of similar in the way that like the programs work. So, I started doing audio in high school. But then I stopped because I didn't have any time in college to, like, do audio editing and make music. And also, I didn't have enough money to, like, buy the programs because they're super expensive. And, yeah, I started photography in, like, middle school, too. And that's a little different than video and audio, but still a lot of fun. I like taking pics.
Would you like do you like taking pics more than you like editing? Like, auto editing or kind of the same?
I've kind of like fallen away from video editing because I just wasn't that into it. Video editing is super hard. So props out to all the people that do that. But, I would say that I like audio the most. It's the most satisfying for me. And I like to make music that makes people happy. So
if someone was looking to start like audio editing, what should you learn first?
Wow, that's a good question. I started learning actually off of this like shared learning website. Let me try to think for a second what it's called. Oh, it's called Skillshare. So here's a promo for Skillshare, but it's kind of like YouTube tutorials, but on crack.
Because
people like make the videos specifically for Skillshare, and then they upload like in-depth like courses. So I learned how to use Ableton, which is what I edit audio in, from like a college professor who's like an audio engineer. And he just made this like super in-depth course. His name's Jason Allen. If you want to learn how to do audio, that's a great resource.
Is Skillset free, or do you have to pay for like a membership?
Skillshare, yeah, it's like I did like a 3-month trial, and then I liked it so much that you do like a yearly membership. It was like $99, but they have all sorts of different stuff, like not just audio. You could do video, you could learn to like code, you could learn how to do like marketing for your business. Like there's endless amounts of tutorials on it.
Damn. Okay, speaking of marketing, because obviously you have done some startups. We're currently a startup. Alexis is a startup. Do you feel like you have any knowledge on that or any tips or tricks?
Yeah, I guess professionally, like my college degree says that I do marketing. So even though I've never held like an actual marketing job, but I've done marketing stuff. I like to do social media because I like to make the content side of things. Like, I like to do content marketing, so pictures and videos and all that.
I have some questions for you.
All right, yeah. What's up? We'll have a marketing course.
Yes.
I took a marketing class, but I'm not an expert or anything. It was just a class.
For sure.
But I'm starting to embrace like the trials and tribulations of marketing
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice for marketing on social media? I know that one of the most valuable pieces to me is like trying to have people tag other people in your photos. Like that's probably like the most valuable mm-hmm. thing I've gotten from just somebody random, but you're educated.
Yeah. Well, I'm not like the biggest expert, but I think that, I mean, your profile is already great. The content is awesome and stuff, but I'm a big advocate for influencer marketing. So like finding someone who already has a big platform, like you're doing a great job with the Babs right now because you're getting like a promotion from somebody who has a different kind of following.
Yeah, that's great.
So say you found someone or you know someone who has like 10,000 followers all around Denver, like you get them to post about the bubble and then boom, you have 10,000 eyes on your thing. And if you can get them to do it for free, like that's even better. But, you know, as like influencer marketing grows and stuff, it's kind of getting more and more expensive. But yeah, as long as you just keep pumping out good content and like don't give up on it, eventually you're going to start getting a following. And then once you have people following you, it's free to reach them. Mm-hmm. So
that's the best thing about social media that I've discovered, that you don't have to go out and solicit. You can just, you know, follow yeah. somebody or message them and it not be so threatening, or you know what I mean?
For sure.
I love social media for that.
Yeah, and that's actually how we got connected.
Yeah.
Was we just found each other's pages and started messaging, and now we're here in the bubble.
Right.
Yeah, like cold reach out is not a bad thing either. Like every once in a while you'll get someone who's like pissy and is gonna be like, how did you get my email? Or why are you reaching out to me? I don't want this. And but it's like for every like one of those people you get, you probably get like three people who are like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. Like I've spent a lot of time doing that kind of like cold outreach, and you might even fail sometimes more than you succeed with it. But when you do succeed, it's awesome because people usually are only going to respond to you if they're actually interested in what you're doing.
Yeah. And as a small business owner, the mental game as far as like receiving the good comments and receiving the bad comments and like mm-hmm. that advice of just like keep going really means a lot, because a lot can happen from day to day.
Yeah.
And you can definitely feel one way about your business from day to day. Like as far as like believing in yourself and believing that it could be something, social media is good for both good and bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of like staying true to yourself, honestly.
It is. And I think it's keeping like a light heart, or maybe not taking those things so heavy. We have been fortunate. We haven't received too much negativity. We did have someone tell
us. What's his name?
Kyle.
Fucking
this,
Kyle.
This gentleman named Kyle messaged us on Tinder. I'm just kidding. Basically, he told us that our podcast that blows. But I mean, the other, yeah.
You got to take it with a grain of salt. Like,
I did.
What are
they
doing?
I was like, thanks for your feedback.
Yeah, Bria literally said, thank you for your feedback. Like, we really appreciate it.
Kill them with kindness. That's the best thing you can do.
What have been some ways that you've handled when people have been negative towards you or your business?
I have to put myself back in my passionate space. And sometimes I even contact family members or friends for reassurance. Like, hey, is this still a good idea? Like, this is the trials I encountered today. Do you think I should still go? You know what I mean? My family and my friends are really my support. And I think in any business, you want that foundation of people who support you. Because there's always, you just have to be comfortable with that idea that people aren't going to support you. There's businesses that I don't like. And just from that idea, I have to take that in consideration for my own business. There's going to be people that don't like this. There's going to be people that don't like the idea of going on a date or even spending time with their family. And I hope that they come around to the idea that that's important. And that's why I like creating this space. So I don't know. I don't pay them any mind because I'm very passionate about what I believe in and what I can build for people. And yeah, take it with a grain of salt. Don't believe them. Believe yourself first.
Yeah, it's important to remember that you're not going to always make everybody happy. So as long as you can keep that in mind, you're never going to get shot down too hard. It won't be unexpected if you do get shot down by somebody.
Yeah, I
don't spend a lot of time on social media, so when I like hear that people are so terrible, I'm like still like shocked and shook. I'm like, oh my god, I cannot believe that people are like this.
People are nasty.
But I just don't get on social media very much, so I'm sure I'm going to come across it in this journey, but it's going to be, I think it's going to be hard for me because I'm going to be like, what the fuck, man? Like, you took time out of your day to fucking say this? You're an asshole.
That's the craziest part, that people really just take time
like,
to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can just keep that to yourself. Thanks.
You got to think, like, if this person's in a low enough place to come and attack me for something that I'm having fun doing, like, what's so bad about their life? Like, I don't need to listen to that.
It's that passionate yeah. stance. Yeah, definitely.
I feel kind of guilty because I was a former internet troll.
No!
Yes! Listen, I only chose specific, like, Nestle water. I really came at them hot. This one, it was on Twitter. This one, a gentleman, he wasn't a gentleman, but him and I had words. This other random lady, what really did it for me, this person, like, I was not trying to be a troll, but I guess I commented on a post I should not have. Like, I should have known it was just going to trigger everyone. And basically, it did. It sparked an entire fire reaction. And I had people coming at me, this one lady basically telling me to go take my meds and, like, insulting my character. And that's when I said, it's enough. I'm done. I'm going to keep my opinions to myself.
Oh my gosh, that's so hard to do. Honestly, it is, because I come across some comments that I just want to, like, I can't tell you how many times I press the delete button. Like, okay, don't do this.
Yeah, and it's better just not to do it, yeah. Trust me. From personal experience, it's better to just not. So.
I'm like, I'm not going to feed into this.
And this is why the Butcher and I are a perfect pair, because she'll be shocked by the trolls, but she'll be the one replying. Because if it was me, I'd yeah. be like, hey, fuck you and your mom. Okay.
That's exactly what I want to say. And I'm like, delete, 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 delete.
Yes.
It has something to do with their mom.
For sure. You have mommy or daddy problems. You need to see a therapist, okay? And then someone's like, yeah, you too. And I'm like, okay, I'm in my therapist's office. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, it's true, though. I guess even in, like, at work, just dealing with people that are not kind, it does take a certain type of strength. And I always applaud people that keep the high road and just laugh it off and, like, nope, not today. You're not going to mess with my shine today.
For sure. And it's not easy. It's not easy. Sometimes I think, like, sometimes I feel, just life in general, I'm waking up, like, you know those movies where you're just, like, waking up in a bad dream every day? Mine isn't a bad dream every day. I tried to make that. But mentally, sometimes it feels like that.
That was just me, like, last week.
Yeah.
The week before.
You're like, oh, here I am, like, again. Like, let's do this again. But I don't know. I have high hopes for 2021.
Oh, me too. I'm ready for 2021. It's going to be, KMOFO and I were talking about this earlier, but I don't even know. It's just going to be, like, a lot of personal growth, I think, for me personally.
I think this year, one of the things I've learned is not to set expectations for things. And I set so many expectations for 2020, like, every year. Like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I expect that I'm going to be, you know, successful, blah, blah, blah. And, like, 2020 came and it's like, Kobe gone, COVID here. Like, oh my god, I didn't expect this. Now I'm like upset. And so I think for 2021, I'm just gonna be like, whatever comes, I'm gonna take it.
It's okay to enjoy. It's okay to not worry about 2020 though, because everybody got their shit shot yeah. down in 2020.
For sure.
So 2020 is going to be the new year for everybody.
Yeah.
Even.
Okay. Oh my God. I think that's going to tip over.
We got some wind coming for us in the bubble.
Wait, I was going to say fuck 2021. Sorry. You talk. No. I don't want to do that.
Are there any like rules to your podcast? Or is it
no,
just, like,
anything goes in our podcast.
The yeah, podcast.
Except I don't talk
goes.
About my.
Yeah. That's we Kayla. Can talk. I get a fucking accent.
You heard it right.
I was gonna yes. offer if you guys want to smoke a blunt.
Oh, I smoke. Kayla I don't know if
smoke.
Anyone else does.
You don't smoke.
I don't smoke.
I'm not going to smoke because if I do, you won't hear a word from me the rest of this podcast.
Same.
All right, then we'll just leave that there.
You can, though.
Yeah, you guys
I
can
support
smoke.
It.
Do you want to?
I'll smoke.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't want to break any rules or talk about it.
Oh, there are no rules being broken.
But I am very 420 friendly.
All right, y'all. I'm about to spark this fucking blunt with Alexis, and we're going to listen to Tommy's new job because he had some exciting shit happen for him in 2020, even though this year was trash.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So pretty much of a coincidence, but I got a job at a podcasting agency.
Hey.
So that's dope.
That is fucking dope.
That's yeah. Really cool. I've talked about the Babs at the agency, so we're working on getting you guys some access, but it's an agency called Kitcaster, and they like place qualified guests onto podcasts, so a lot of their clients are people who are trying to promote a business or another agency, like, or their life coaches, business coaches, things like that, and we place them onto podcasts that kind of resonate with their target audiences, and yeah, it's really dope.
That is really dope. Side note, life coaches are fucking amazing. I had a life coach and game changer. So
you could check out, so the part that I'm working on most at the company is like a new website aspect of it called the Podcast Guest List, and it's basically a place where hosts can, I showed it to you guys, hosts can go and like find guests for their shows. But there's a ton of awesome like life coaches and CEOs and business people on there. So if you ever are looking for someone new to follow, that's a good place to check out.
Yeah, we looked at that list, but we definitely need to do some research.
Yeah, there was, the list is impressive. Like the variety of people, their locations. And all of them seemed extraordinarily qualified. Like, they've opened their own business, they're life coaches. Didn't you say there was some sex education on there as well? Or like,
yeah, oh, and now yes. There's even a new group of, like, sexual counselors. So that's actually a pretty big topic in podcasting. I mean, there's a podcast for everything. So, I mean, our database has over, like, 20 or 30,000 podcasts in it. But there, bigger databases that we use to get our information from have like almost 2 million podcasts. Oh. So there's a ton of podcasts out there. And you guys are on the database.
Oh.
I found you guys on a database called Chartable and Listen Notes.
So,
wow.
Do the databases include all of the podcasts of all times? Or is there like, how do they get into, like, how does a podcast get into a database?
They will, so like when a new podcast gets put onto Apple Podcasts or like Spotify or something, they like automatically bring it in. But I think there might be some sort of like prerequisites for some of them, like how many listeners you have or how many episodes. Some databases will like throw people off if they haven't uploaded in like 8 months. So there's
a lot. Do they have any ratings on these databases?
Oh, yeah, they all have, like, different rating systems. Chartable is a database that shows you all of, like, the top charts that your podcast is on and, like, the places that it's popular and stuff. So some of the clients at this company are, like, pretty important people and, like, they need to be on podcasts that are pretty important and, like, vibe with the people they want to reach. So these databases will show you, like, the stats of, like, which top charts they're on, whether it's like business or startups or South America top charts or USA. Like, so that's something that all of our agents like take into account before they put somebody on a podcast. And but still, even though like not every podcast is on a top chart, there's still podcasts for everybody and guests for every podcast. So
that's what
our company like kind of goes off of. It's like there's always going to be a podcast for something.
Now, do you guys work with podcasts internationally? Are you just in the U.S.?
Oh, no, we will go with any podcast anywhere, really. We work with a lot of people in Australia. Podcasting is big in Australia. And I think we have a lot of hosts that we're working with in the U.K. as well. It's like predominantly in the U.S. and also most of our clients are English speaking, so I guess that's why the U.K. and Australia are like some of our bigger places outside the U.S. But we will put people on podcasts anywhere and take any sort of guests.
That is amazing. How long? Well, if you know this, how long has KitCaster been around for?
I think the company's only like just over a year old right now.
Wow. So it has experienced like a rapid growth.
Yeah, for sure. I was talking to the CEO, Ryan, the other day, and there was only like 3 or 4 people in the company a year ago. And now it's like going over 10, and they're going to be hiring more and more agents coming up. So like it's growing like crazy. And there's so many people trying to get on podcasts right now.
I believe that because we have had such a warm welcoming, I guess. Like, we'll ask someone, hey, do you want to be on our show? And people fucking love it. And honestly, people on Tinder fucking loved it too.
Yeah.
It's huge. I mean, our previous clients have gotten like huge business deals. They've raised like fundraising rounds. They've, some guy just came back to us who had stopped working with us, and he was like, we're doubling down on podcasts because they just signed a huge deal with this big company because someone at the company heard them on one of the podcasts that we booked them on. So like, it actually does work. Like, people are listening to podcasts. You'd be surprised what happens.
Do you have any advice for someone like us Babs that are starting into how do we take this and capitalize?
Well, sponsorships are like the biggest way that podcasts make money. So I do know of a lot of podcasts out there that guests can't even get on unless they pay. Like, they have a fee for people to come be a guest on it. So that's another way that some podcasts are monetizing. But I would say sponsorship deals and promos are like the biggest way for podcasters to make money. But then also, like, as you get a bigger following, like merchandise and branding, there are all ways that people make money through podcasts.
Have you done any branding with your businesses that you have started?
I do all the content and like branding in the sense of like what a platform is going to look like or what the marketing message of the company is going to be. But just recently is like the first time we've ever gotten to a point where we actually have raised money to brand a company and start marketing like to the public. So I'm kind of starting off with that right now. And we're trying a bunch of different things with like social media and email marketing. But I've done a ton of like content branding and marketing, but never to the point where it's like funded and, you know, sponsored out in the real world.
Got it.
I've done a lot of proposing, but not a lot of executing, if that makes sense.
Still though, proposing. You got people to believe in you. That's a big fucking deal.
Yeah, it's great to like, it's a great feeling when someone like believes in you enough to invest money into your company. Like, it's kind of just like a verification, like, sick that what I've been working on for the past year isn't like a total waste. You know? And like, it's awesome for you guys too, like, that same thing in the podcast world. It's like, sick, like, companies want us to promote their stuff. Like, you guys have the wine thing that you did and the bubble stuff. Like, it's awesome.
Thank you. That means a lot. It makes me feel real legit. Alexis, just because you are also a new business owner, what have been some of your struggles, or how have you been branding yourself?
Just the bubble itself. I've built my whole business around the bubble. Going into the pandemic, I had to be really creative about how I go about being a chef, because that's what motivated this idea. I wanted to be able to come out here and cook good food for people. But because of COVID, I brought that down to where they support local restaurants.
So you branded yourself with the bubble. Did you do with the name or like the photos? Because I saw you recently had like a digital, I don't know if that's even the right word, but the animated photo for A Date with Bliss. And I was like, wow, that is so freaking cute. It was adorable.
You like that?
Oh my God, I loved it.
I'm playing with that idea of like the snow globe type deal. Branding myself. The bubble has really helped me brand myself. Just being able to showcase that on top of restaurants using this as well. I'm not the only person using it. So people are kind of familiar with it. And for me to introduce it in a private sense and brand myself that way, people are really liking that they can just come out and be private.
It's like an exclusive experience.
Yeah. Very exclusive. And people, especially now with COVID, like people are really hesitant with just even speaking to one another without their mask. And Colorado is really good with keeping our masks on and being safe. And I don't know, I just want to reassure people that we can come out and be safe and enjoy food at the same time. I hate that the restaurants have to endure what they're enduring right now.
Same.
It's really sad.
It is.
I think that you have also done a really good job branding your company from like a luxury standpoint, because mm-hmm. when I first saw it, I was like, ooh, this looks fancy, because the way that you set up your plating and like the whole setup inside the bubble, and then once you start putting the pictures of the food up that you're making, it's like, this looks like it's kind of luxury. Like, I think you have a pretty good approach coming from that angle too.
You think so?
Yeah,
I wanted to make it luxury, but I didn't want people to be threatened by that word either. I wanted everyday people to feel like they can rent this
for
and
sure
come out and
yeah it's like a it's like a luxury or like a fancy that everybody can aspire to, and it's not something that's like so out of reach for you to get. Like, you could come have an awesome date at the bubble and spend way less than you would if you went out to a restaurant
on a 3-course meal.
Yeah. How much is it for the bigger bubble for 4 hours? Because that fits how much, like 6 to 8 people?
Yeah, it goes by people. I don't really do it by bubble. So, like, if you have this bubble, if you were to just come in and put your food down and chill, I say could two to three to four. The bigger bubble, 5 to 6. I would definitely put the dining table in there, have a more comfortable setting. The wind is my only issue. There's no really price difference between the big bubble and the small bubble.
Understood.
It just depends on how many people you have. I'm willing to set the bubble up. Whatever.
And honestly, then with your prices, that makes it super affordable. If you're splitting it between a couple of friends, like,
exactly,
you are definitely spending less money than you would at a restaurant. You have a view. You're really in control of your day, too.
Yes. And if you break it down, 5 to 6 people, you're spending around, let's say, $30 to $37 a head. Bring your own food. That's most enjoyable. You know what I mean? Bring your favorite foods. Come out here with your favorite friends. Enjoy your favorite view. Like, what's more blissful than that?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Not a whole lot.
Record your podcast in the bubble.
Yeah.
I'm so down for that.
I mean, this has been a beautiful setting. I'm feeling inspired. This has been a ton of fun.
Like, this is feeling, I feel like calm.
Everyone should know, this thing has a 360 view. So we started out looking at all the people in the park and the awesome view of the frozen lake. And now we could see the sun setting over the mountains, and it just looks awesome. And we didn't have to move an inch.
Right.
Nope. And we have a heater in here. So I think that's a big thing. And one thing I'm nervous for the restaurants and everything this winter is, how are you going to make it so people can bear to be out in the cold? Because Colorado does have a winter, and some days it's really fucking cold out. And this is something where I have not been freezing. Actually, in the beginning, I was too hot. I was like about to freak out because I was so hot. It's like, dang. But I was impressed because, wow, this bubble warms up.
Yes, it does. And I've had personal experience, like, going out in a restaurant and experiencing, like, I'm outside, I'm waiting for my food, this is an outdoor dining experience.
And it's freezing.
Like, and it's freezing. Like, although the food is so good and I want to support them so bad, like, I just can't bear to be out there sometimes. It just really depends on the weather.
Yeah, when I see people eating outside, I live downtown, and I'm like, fucking stupid.
The last two times.
It's fucking cold.
Yeah, the last two times I went out eating downtown, I was freezing my ass off. And it was like, you know, they had the tents and stuff and they had heaters going, but like, I'm way warmer right now than I was those times.
Right, and we have it open.
Yeah, the top of it is open right now and it's still warm in here.
So amazing. And I think it is really cool that you can play your own music. Like, literally, you're setting your own vibe. You can have it as a cute little romantic setup. Like, the butcher and I might come on a date here.
This is feeling kind of romantic right now.
You know what I mean? And, like, at night, I stay till, like, 5. I ended at 5 because the sun is setting and the temperature just drops, like, ridiculously. But... man, the sunset vibe, you just set it yourself, put a little Marvin Gaye on, bring your Tinder date.
Ooh, yes,
bring that Tinder date.
second date guaranteed. For sure.
Bring your Tinder date and feel safe because you're in a nice public place and you have the bubble team looking after you.
The bubble team is like, no sketchy shit here.
The bubble team has got your back.
Yeah.
Come in like a SWAT team, like, get out, you're being a fucking creep, get out.
Creep vibes.
You gotta go. We're reporting you on Tinder too, bro, you gotta go.
I'm not gonna lie, if I came on a Tinder date here, there'd definitely probably be a second date. It doesn't even matter about anything else.
You're gonna have dudes, like, pretending like they set this whole thing up, and, like, they did the bubble, and they did all the plating and the food, and then they're gonna, like, make girls think, oh, I did it. I did all this. But really, it's the bubble squad.
And, you know, the bubble's gotta go out your back.
Yeah, you should also,
we're not telling nobody. We keep our mouths shut.
Yeah, you should have, like, a secretive fee. Like, okay, if you want this to pretend like you did it,
yeah.
$15 extra and I will disappear. You just let him know.
We'll send your girl away in an Uber.
Yeah.
So you can clean it up.
Ooh, so classy too.
You know?
Uber Black.
Uber Black, yes.
The luxury edition.
We love that. Well, when you're on your Tinder dates, you should be playing some good music. So I think this is the perfect time to go into our beats breakdown.
Yes.
You know what the fuck it is.
Let's go.
This week, I'm going to give a shout out to my dude, Oscar. We got him and his band, The Chemical Music Factory, and we're going to be playing Santana Floyd.
Tommy, spin that shit. Thank you.
I fucking love that song. Oscar, my dude, you and Chemical Music Factory, please keep it up.
Hell yeah. That was dope. Sounds super clean.
Hey, hey, hey. All right, y'all. So we are coming into a new year, and the Babs, we have some service announcements.
All right, y'all. So first thing is first. Let me look at my notes. Okay, so starting in 2021, y'all can expect 3 episodes per month. No episode on the last Saturday of each month.
The reason why we are doing this is because one of our initiatives is to network and collaborate with the amazing business owners, artists, musicians, anyone that's fucking cool in our community. So we're also promising you at least 1 interview per month. So we gotta have time to do that. We gotta hang out with the people we're working with.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah. Also, we just want to thank all of you guys for just listening and sticking with us and growing with us. Coming in 2021, the Babs are going to start some fundraising, reaching out to investors, so you guys can look forward to
learning just, about our business endeavors.
Learning about where we're headed and our big dreams.
The empire we are going to build.
Yes.
Dang,
it's
I might have to bring my rate up.
Yeah, shit.
You guys just made a huge mistake.
No. Fuck. But
shit, Tommy, once we get there, we'll pay you. Don't you worry. We got you.
Boy
I know
Babs.
It's not. We suck now.
Boy Babs is growing with us.
We'll take care of Boy Babs.
We're taking you to the top. Once we get there, you're right there. You have the 3rd seat. We have 3 crowns.
Boy, Bab.
I'm in it for the ride.
Hell yeah.
So with that, we want to make sure while we are building and growing and really getting to know our community and starting our own endeavors that sustainability is our top priority. If we don't start taking care of the planet and the members of it, we're going to have some big time shit for younger generations to deal with. So that is something we'll dedicate a full episode to coming forward. And also in the new year, The Butcher is going to be doing something really cool. And I'm excited for what she's going to share with you.
All right, y'all. So, as you know, I fucking love gratitude. You can call me a gratitude whore if you will. I don't care. I'm just kidding. Don't put that in there.
No. It's accurate. She loves gratitude.
I'm a grateful whore.
I'm a grateful whore. So I'm going to start the year off with doing 100 days of gratitude. And every day on our Instagram, I'm going to post some post about being grateful. I think 2020 has been a lot of different things for a lot of different people, and just starting the year off with 100 days of gratitude and just kicking 2021 off in the right mindset is where I'm at. So join me on our Instagram. Please like tag bangin_slangin in your stories. I want to know what y'all are grateful for.
That's the geese because we're out.
The geese are grateful.
The geese are grateful.
And that's, 100 days of gratitude.
That is that. Now, we don't forget about this giveaway. We will have details on our Instagram. You're going to be able to win a whole afternoon, 4 hours in this bubble with a date with Bliss.
Yep. Follow A Date with Bliss.
We'll tag them in the bio.
Support a local restaurant and hopefully you win. And hopefully you choose to invite the butcher to the bubble. Just kidding. No pressure. No pressure. No.
I will also take dates to the bubble if anyone needs someone.
There we go. You can have a date with with a butcher or the boy bab. Your choice.
Or if you're
or both,
to,
whatever.
And if you're trying whatever to get real crazy, you can invite K Mofo and Dale.
Dirty Dale.
Dirty Dale. Well, y'all, I think this is about time. Before we go, we have actually created our mission statement, we want to share this with y'all. Okay. So, we have our mission statement. We would like to share it with you.
We would like to share a mission statement. We would like to share a mission statement with you, because we love you.
All right. We are the Babs. We're chopping it up about the stories, struggles, and successes of the people in the Mile High City. We value our community and those who are banging, slanging, and hustling. Banging and Slanging is a podcast where anything goes and everyone is welcome.
You heard it right.
You heard it here first. All right, y'all. We love you. Tommy and Alexis, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. #BoyBab. Good night.
#Hashtag a date with
Bliss. #BubbleBab.
Yes. BubbleBab.
BubbleBab.